This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Yordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Yordano Diablo.
And this week, we are joined by a person with a podcast, a rewatch podcast of Beavis and Butthead called Highland. He is the head writer of the Sad Boys Social Club and one of my favorite people in the world. It's Drew Mulkins.
Hey.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Glad to be here. What up, humans?
Yeah. So, Drew, why do you hate celebrations?
Well, I said ceremonies.
Oh, yeah.
Are you losing it, dude?
I am losing it. I need a Jeremy fucks up the intro counter.
Yeah. If we're going to have a Hitler counter, we need a fucking Jeremy's fucking shit up counter, too.
Yeah.
Because actually, this is in favor of celebrations. This is against boring speeches.
Oh, I get that.
To commemorate big occasions.
Like the presidential, like when they sign them in and shit?
Well, that and like graduations and...
Oh, that, yeah, that's such
weddings
shit.
And those sorts of things and other... Well, we'll get into it.
Weddings are so fucking intrusive.
I agree.
Like, and you're gonna provide you a meal, but you're going to pay for it by giving us $150.
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel like I don't need to hear a couple Bible verses.
Mm-mm. And they're always the same ones.
Yeah, let's just get to the open bar.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's like my priority or anything, but let's be there to have fun, to celebrate this occasion. I don't know why everyone has to be kind of bored and wearing clothing that
like,
is
why is that the penance you pay for having a good time? It's very religious.
Yeah. And
well, you remember Tabitha's wedding.
Yeah,
she specifically asked me, like, let's keep it short so we can get to the thing. So that's
it.
Why,
was very short.
Yeah, that's exactly what she asked for. She was like, let's do our vows and then man and wife and get to it.
Yeah.
Did you read Paul's letter to the Corinthians?
I did not read Paul's letter to the Corinthians. I read no passages.
You're a fucking sinner.
But in comparison, I've also been to a Orthodox Catholic Greek wedding.
Oh, man.
Dude,
and
fucking two.
Yeah. It was like 3 hours.
It was awful.
There was a full communion in the middle of the service. It was nuts. And I was not really... I was like... uncomfortable the whole time.
Yeah, I was like, why? And not only that, it's like, it was like a nice church on the outside. I was like, but the pews were so fucking uncomfortable, man.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why are you making me sit here for like, it was like 2 hours, three hours, however long it was. And I mean, that's
and
about the last
some of the people were
day.
Fully getting on their knees for the prayers. And like, it was, I'm like,
yeah,
if this is your thing, I guess, but
I
don't understand it. You know, I don't, and I'm certainly not going against religion here. I don't really do it, but, you know, I don't think I understand it either. So you do your thing, but I don't understand why this is necessary.
Yeah, like the pageantry is just bullshit.
Yeah.
It's total bullshit. Like,
and I'm against pageantry and pomp and circumstance and.
Well, the first time you came on the podcast, it was about fireworks. So
yeah.
That totally adds up. This is just fireworks evolved.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm going to rail against aesthetics that don't do much. That's what I'm here to do.
Fair enough. It's weird that you mentioned Catholic weddings because 3 years ago now, my cousin... he was the last person in my family to get married, and he comes from the Catholic portion of the family. And basically, they waited to get married until lockdown was over. And because their priest would only do a full Catholic wedding. Like, he would not perform the ceremony for them if they didn't do the whole, like, 45-minute ceremony.
Let me ask this. Do they charge for that?
That's a good question.
Because, like, that's bullshit. Like, you only get full service or no service. And it's going to cost you $3,500. I'm sure it's not that
much. It might, maybe something, but if you're a parishioner, it might be, like, included in your tithe or whatever. I don't know. I'm sorry if I'm offending people.
We are speaking a little out of turn here.
It's not... Don't give me stuff I don't know about. Yeah, if I'm being offensive, I don't mean to be. I'm just talking about things I'm ignorant of.
I do. I mean to be offensive.
Same. Jeremy,
look, it's you and me on the screen.
Yeah, we're penguins. The internet's
all right. What were we looking up? How does it cost money to
hire a Catholic priest to do your wedding?
Yeah, I think. See, the thing is, I think what I'm saying is, I think it's different if you're a member of that church.
Sure. Yeah.
I have charged once to do a wedding, and that was because it was in Kalamazoo, so I needed gas money. That is the only, and then they still, like, I got tipped, and I got a little bit of shrubbery.
No, there isn't a fixed fee for Catholic priests to perform a wedding, as a sacrament is not for sale. But a stipend or donation is customarily given as a gift of appreciation.
Yeah, well, you know, sure. You know, you tip the priest after the ceremony.
I thought that was a moil.
No. That's the moil gets the tip.
Okay.
After
the... he gets the tip, but do you also tip him for the tip?
Yes.
For doing the tip?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We're very tippy people.
I'm aware.
It's actually pretty nuts.
What did you say I got? I was eating brisket and mashed potatoes the other night at Jeremy's house. We were watching the football game, and the team I had money on, the guy missed a kick. What was his last name? Weinberg?
Something like that.
And like, I was like, motherfucker. And Jeremy goes, oh, he's back to being anti-Semitic now.
Yeah. Well, gambling will do that to you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Gambling does a lot of things to you.
Yeah. Speaking of gambling, it is a gamble to enter into a marriage contract at this point. You know, it's the worst part of every wedding is always the ceremony.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's also, you know, there's the whole, like, parts of the reception that are ordered, and, like, every wedding has to have them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, it's like, why do you have to check the boxes? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just fucking go have a good time. Get together with your friends. Eat some food.
Yeah.
Relapse if you're me. Mm. You know, just that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you
a party.
Let me ask you a question. Now, is a funeral, does that count as a ceremony? Where do you stand on that?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to put you in a weird position here, Drew.
That is a weird position, but it's a fair question. I put myself in this position. And I mean, I think you should have something. I don't think you should just ignore the fact that your loved one died. That's certainly not what I'm saying. I prefer the funny stories funerals that I've been to over
absolutely.
Like the again like bunch of Bible verses and here's a poem he liked funeral,
and you're gonna see him,
like,
in heaven.
Here's every detail about his life that you didn't really need to know kind of funeral. But again, I think that there's more room for celebration than ceremony.
Sure. Yeah. Now let me back that up. So my grandpa died a couple months ago, and my dad's dad, I haven't talked to him in probably 13, 14 years. And he was an asshole. There was no service, none of that shit. Like, you live down in Florida, there was none of that. And in like his little obituary thing, all it was they talked about him, his like wife or whatever she was, and like his car and like the club he belonged to. Didn't mention any of his five kids, none of his grandkids. So like that's very indicative of like, fuck him. He didn't deserve a fucking, you know, celebration of life, because I know that's now like the term that everybody fucking uses.
Yeah, because funeral has such a negative connotation.
Not if you're the Undertaker.
Well, you know, not everybody can be the Undertaker, Jordan.
It's true.
The last funeral I went to was during lockdown. So it was at a veterans park, basically. And we all had to stand 20 feet away from each other, and a priest read a 15-minute service, and that was it.
We went in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what about, all right, so, like, on another part of funerals, what about, like, a military funeral where they, like, drape the flag over and they shoot off the 21 guns and all that? It's a little too much for me.
It's a little too much for me, too.
Depending on how you died. If it was, like, in the heat of battle, okay. Sure.
All right, but, well, there's a lot of, like, unnecessary ceremony.
Yeah.
Involved in the military anyways.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think that can all be, like, you can kill people without marching in perfect harmony. I don't know.
Yeah.
That didn't work out for the British when they used to fight like that.
Yeah. It certainly did not.
I think that's why the military funeral is so complex, is because there's so much ceremony already.
Yeah.
So
and it's.
You kind of sign up for that.
You do. And it's all part of the whole, like, brainwashing thing. Sorry, guys, spoilers. Mm-hmm. That's how the military works.
What?
Yeah. So, but yeah, and maybe that's part of why I am, like, so against, like, ceremonies, is that it, you know, creates a culture and it creates obedience.
Yeah. It's, it becomes... The ceremony, the ritual, the ceremony becomes like a, how do I say this right? Almost like a trigger to get into the right mindset that you're going into.
Yeah.
I don't know. I use ceremony in some things, but I am a big weirdo. And then AA has to use it.
AA can blow me.
Yeah.
Well, they can. It is an option. Your higher power can be this dick.
So I just typed it just for fun. I typed in popular ceremonies into Google, and it kicked back a lot of celebrations and not ceremonies. Like Diwali, for example. That's like a fun one. Holi, that's a fun one. It says a festival of colors and joy. Like, that's fun.
Yeah.
But you still have to go to the church service for it.
Oh, they do that?
I think.
What is that? What is that? A temple? What are they? What do Indians have? Or should I say Hindus? Is that probably the right?
Well,
Sure.
I don't know.
Anyway, unique cultural experiences came up in ceremonies, and I found Jeremy's favorite one.
What's that?
Burning Man.
Is that a ceremony, or is that being on drugs for like 4 days?
Yeah, if you find some right wing nutcase, will probably say it's like a demonic ceremony of some kind, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's
being on drugs for 4 days. It's
the whole, whatever, like,
or however many days it is.
I do have friends that go to Burning Man.
But I think it's 3 days, and I'm saying you're on drugs for 4.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's accurate. But the whole, like, ceremony of it is they burn this giant thing in the middle.
So, like, the Wicker Man?
Basically, yeah. Except there's no
Nicolas Cage in it.
There's no Nicolas Cage in it.
They did that on American Dad and The Simpsons, some parody of it.
Of Burning Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
And both were really, like, the big, like, end of the episode was all around the actual Burning Man ceremony.
If you had to choose
in both things,
Burning Man or Coachella, what would it be?
You
have to go to one. I don't want to go to either, but
Is there music at Burning Man? There's music at Coachella. I guess I'd go to Coachella.
Sure. There's just so many fucking people there, man.
Yeah. I don't really like music festivals.
No, I think it's such a waste.
Me and Chris went to a sold out show at the House of Blues last week.
Yeah.
We were like hanging out in the very back of the crowd. Like we were not getting in there. We saw Prof. It was pretty good.
Oh, that's cool. The last show I saw there was sold out. It was the Hives, and it was a killer show.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Awesome. One of the best bands I've ever seen live, hands down.
I have been to one music festival that was good. But it only took place in like a small bar venue.
Yeah.
Which is now a comedy club in Fort Collins. It was called Stockage. It was basically the band All.
Yeah, oh shit.
And then like they did an old Descendants set, and Scott Reynolds showed up and did an All set, and he did a Paper set.
And, that's fucking sweet.
Yeah, and they also basically they used to have a message board on All Central, so anybody that was a regular on that message board that had a band showed up and played this.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I went to a handful of those punk and droplet festivals, like the NoFX ones, because like up until NoFX's final tour, they were all one day. But when, you know, they were doing two nights for like 40 songs each night, so it like became 2 days. But like those were always fun. But then again, that was a ton of bands I wanted to see.
Yeah.
And like less than 10,000 people at each one. So oh, I was yeah, okay yeah. with that.
That was the thing. Like there were about 100 people at this festival.
Yeah.
Like that's my limit.
So a little more back on topic. I don't remember that much about it, but when I was a teenager for a short period of time, I joined the D-Malay, which is a junior Masonic organization. And that's why I quit. There were too many goddamn ceremonies.
Is that like ROTC for the Masons?
Yeah. And like nobody even knew why we were recruited. It turned out like, because they got a list of people who had magazine subscriptions and just invited them to join. So I joined because it was like I was invited to, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe I'll make friends, see what this is about. But there was like weird ceremonies at the end of every single meeting. One time I even asked if we could skip it, and everybody was super not cool about that.
Yeah, they take that shit seriously. I mean, like, because obviously I don't know, like, you can only know so much on the outside. But, like, it's, you know, because I'm into all that conspiracy theory shit. And, like, I've read about some of the weird fucking ceremonies those dudes do.
Yeah. And I don't remember that much about it, but there were, like, robes and shit. I had to kiss a Bible at one point.
That's with weird. Tongue?
Of course.
Mm.
Making out with Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, this is holy.
Have you ever seen the cremation of care thing that they do at, what's that thing out in the Redwoods? What's it called? The something club? Oh, fuck. Alex Jones, like, infiltrated it, like, 25 years ago. It was, what the fuck's it?
The Porky Conspiracy Theorist Club?
Yeah. It's, what the fuck?
The Hellfire Club?
No, it's not the Hellfire Club.
The Boys and Girls Club?
No, I'll tell you. You'll be like, oh,
the 4-H Club?
The Breakfast Club? it's a secret society thing. Give me one second.
The John Birch Society?
Bohemian Grove.
Okay.
They do like it's called the Cremation of Care. And there's this big fucking owl statue, and they light shit on fire, and they all wear robes, and like everybody's like, oh, it's super satanic. Like, all they do is they play this record. They play like a recording of like a play. Mm-hmm. It's fucking, it's weird. It is really weird, but it's also really stupid, because I watched like somebody infiltrated it and took a video of it, and it was just, I was like, this is what these rich motherfuckers do. This is what they do? Okay.
A recording of a play. So basically, it's Midnight Rocky Horror.
But with, like, for old white guys.
For old white guys? Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Nailed it.
Yeah. It's like the Hermit Club. Except way more successful people.
I'll just take the Breakfast Club, dude. I love the Breakfast Club.
Oh, dude.
So the Breakfast Club I actually saw at a Unitarian ritual. a Unitarian ceremony called Wake Up Breakfast. Did you do that?
I don't, maybe.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
So Wake Up Breakfast is when you're a freshman in high school, the older members of the youth group talk to your parents and say, leave the door unlocked on this day. We're going to come wake up your kid and drag them off to.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah. So this is this was, I guess, just a First Unitarian thing. But I woke up one morning to the sound of my entire youth group whistling in my bedroom, and I had to shove them out. Because
I had a
I
very small youth group, though.
Mm.
That's how you get skinwalkers, man.
Skinwalkers?
By whistling. You don't want to fuck with that shit.
Well, they...
I literally thought you were like, oh, yeah, we went to the Unitarian Church and watched The Breakfast Club. That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, they woke me up and dragged me to somebody's house, and we watched the Breakfast Club. While
okay, so you did get to watch The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Okay,
but first I had to get woken up at like 5 in the morning.
Naked,
and I had to hide my body from all of the people in my youth group because they did not catch on.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So that was our little ritual that we did for the youth group. And then the one year I actually had to wake up people, I had to babysit tripping people instead. Because my grade was on a lot of drugs.
Here's like another thing. Like ayahuasca ceremonies. Like, why do we need a ceremony? I'm just trying to fucking trip. You know what I mean? Why do we need to do all this pageantry? I'm just trying to shit and puke and then trip, you know,
because it's like a guided meditation.
Because
I haven't done ayahuasca, but yeah, you know, it is like a meditative thing from what I understand.
The ceremony kind of keeps you on track with what you're supposed to be doing with the internal work, so that you don't like just go on a wacky adventure. Because it's, you know, you do too much acid, there's not somebody to keep you around, like you're gone, you're on an adventure for the next 12 hours. So I imagine the ayahuasca being more powerful than that. You need a more powerful ceremony to keep you on track.
Why not just smoke DMT and do it all in 15 minutes?
That was so I could have used some ceremony there because my DMT experience was not pleasant.
Oh, you didn't have a good one?
No.
Oh, I did.
What did your DMT experience?
Well, I talked to God.
Okay.
So, you know, always good to go right to the top. It was a woman.
Mm. Was it Alanis Morissette?
She was green.
Oh, was the voice
and you know, I could, and all her kind of cells were, I don't know. It's hard to
that's
describe,
what everybody
but,
says. Dude, yeah. You can't really explain it.
And she showed me a green city. And she told me that the city was heaven.
Mm.
Drew just met the Wizard.
And she told me that she was God, and then she told me that she was also heaven, and that the city was God, and they were all one thing, and that's what our souls are made of. So that was my DMT experience, in my friend's basement, a while back.
I got DMT while I was living at with Tim and Corey, America's Tim Cornette and Corey McCardle.
Oh, sure.
So my experience was, one, I saw a lot of geometric patterns that weren't really patterns. They were chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
like, you know, angles where there shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And things like that. And then the tree people wanted to have a talk with me, which generally the tree people come when you do salvia and not DMT.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like
everything.
Ents?
No, not like ants.
Okay.
Everything that I saw was made out of these like beads that were like interwoven together. And that's also kind of what I was saying with like God's cells, I guess. Mm. Everything was kind of this beaded thing. Mm. Like even like this vacuum cleaner that was sitting in front of me. It was weird.
The vacuum cleaner, that would be neat.
Yeah, it was made out of these like round pellets.
Mm.
And but everything was.
Yeah, so you know, were just seeing what made up the universe.
Maybe, I don't know.
The fabric of the universe. I've never done it. I've always wanted to.
I just had the tree people tell me that I wasn't going to get famous.
Of the three of us, I would have guessed that you were the one that had done it. So.
Yeah. Well, Jordan will surprise you sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised Jehovah's Witness, and when you choose to get baptized, like they make you, that's like, it's at one of the bigger like conventions or assemblies, they call them, and you like stand up and they ask like, I think it's like two or three questions from the stage, and you have to like say, you know, you have to answer affirmatively yes. And then, you go, you get changed and they dunk you in the pool. When I got out of the pool, my friend walked up to me and like handed me a towel, and he just goes, "I'm surprised the water didn't boil when you got in there."
I'm surprised too, because Jordan has a film that coats him, and that tends to.
I shower regularly. Thank you very much.
I am aware. Like every time I pick you up, I'm like, Old Spice.
I don't wear Old Spice.
It's the smell of whatever soap that you use.
Oh, cedarwood and geranium.
Okay. So I don't know if that...
Because apparently I'm a hippie. Or a hipster. I buy it from Target, so hipster, I guess.
Okay. So that's what that is. Like, honestly, I don't know, because I only use one kind of soap.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just assume every male scent is Old Spice.
Yeah, I don't know. I get Castile soap.
Castile?
Yeah.
So how long did you do that Masonic thing for, whatever the fuck it was?
I don't know. Like, not long. A couple months, I guess. I went to, like, a volleyball thing, and I went to a dance at one point, and I was supposed to memorize something that I never even, like, tried to. To move up to the next level or whatever.
Yeah.
I was just not really on board with anything about this thing.
It's I can't imagine Drew the Mason.
Drew's a 1/3 degree Mason.
Yeah, I'll give something a shot, you know, if you ask me to do something, I'll give it my go, but this was not something I was really, this was not for me at all.
Yeah.
And geez, I don't even remember. I was maybe 17, 16.
Oh, so this was, okay.
I was thinking like 13, 14. I still think it's fucking hilarious. Yeah. That you were like, can we skip the part that you guys make us do?
Maybe, no, because I did get rides there, so I was younger than that.
Mm.
So I was maybe 14 or 15,
okay.
I think.
Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense.
That makes more sense.
Although, like, I think if you're on your way to college, they would probably have a better time recruiting people, because then it's like, well, this is like your extracurricular activity.
Yeah.
Going into
Has
college.
Nobody ever seen The Skulls? It's a great movie. I mean, it's a terrible movie, but I love it.
No, I
Joshua Jackson and Paul Walker. It's based on the Skull and Bones secret society.
They made two direct-to-video sequels. I know that.
I'm aware of these. I've never seen them, though.
It's like the Ginger Snaps for secret society.
What's the weirdest ceremony you've ever been part of?
There was a guy that I worked with at the movie theater whose mom died, and he didn't really have anybody, and so I was a pallbearer at his mom's funeral. But that wasn't really weird. It was just odd to him that somebody that he knew, like, very little, for a very short amount of time, was willing to do that for him.
Okay.
But, we had a thing at a Unitarian campout where to say goodbye to the outgoing seniors, we took a piece of sage and threw it in a fire with knowledge that we wanted them to take with them. I would say that's the only weird Unitarian thing I've done.
At a Unitarian thing, and this wasn't really a Unitarian thing, this was like people that were there, had a polyamory additional wedding thing. They called it a hand fasting?
A hand fasting? Okay.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
So I wasn't aware that I was going to this, and I didn't know the people involved. But I was there, and that happened, and then later it ended up it was a cult.
Oh.
Who knew?
Damn.
Because I'm still in contact with some people that went to that church at the time.
Hmm.
But, like, this was a big movement, like, within the church, because there were, like, 8 people that were all married to each other going to the same church.
What? How did this...
Maybe it was not 8, but it was...
It was more
it was
than
a while
2.
Ago. It was certainly more than 2. It was 4 or 5. And yeah, there was like a movement within this Unitarian church kind of thing.
That seems a little more Nordic than it does Unitarian
yeah.
to me.
Well, that's the thing. We're open to whatever you want to be into. And there was this very, you know, charismatic man who got a whole bunch of women to marry him.
Jesus. And they hand fasted, so it's not a legal ceremony. Although you can make it a legal ceremony if you fill out the proper paperwork. But for the most part, it's a contract to be together for a year and a day. And then after that, you do the actual wedding. So that's weird that they corrupted the practice like that.
Yeah.
I did remember a weirder ceremony.
Okay.
I went to this thing that was for ostensibly for kids with bad grades called Super Camp out in Palo Alto.
Okay, go ahead. So many things just went through my mind, dude.
It was weird. They took away your headphones and
oh, so it's like rehab.
it's very similar vibes to rehab, honestly. With them trying to, you know, the goal of the camp is to get you to change the way that you think about your work. But I was already smart. I was just bored. So it didn't really work on me.
So it's like pray the lazy away kind of thing?
It was more like it was like new agey bullshit. The ceremony that they did every day is there was like a certain song that you had to clap along to, and that was like when it's time to meet in the large group and sit down. But the weirdest thing that they did was at the end of camp, they made each group get in a line, and then people would stand in front of you and stare at you and hold your hands, and you would do that for as long as it took to get the message across, and then you would hug, and then the next person would come up. It was a very weird ceremony. It became like looking at it outside. You could see people with nobody lining up in front of them, and those were the unpopular weirdos. And then, like, people with 15 people lining up in front of them, and those were the, you know, the cool kids in school.
I don't know why I didn't think of this until now, but so I don't know if I'm in rehab right now. And so every morning, I'm in the Men's Supportive Housing Unit, so every morning and afternoon, we have our little meeting before the day, and like we go into this room, and there's like, I'm on the board, so like I get to like sit in there or whatever, but everybody waits out in the hallway, and they do like a countdown, and then you come in clapping and like chanting, and then they like make everybody, and then you like, as the guy facilitating it introduces himself, blah blah blah, and then you they make us sing a song that is to the tune of the Brady Bunch, but it's about recovery. And I'm surprised I haven't told you this yet. Oh. And it's called TC, which is stands for Therapeutic Community. And it is such bullshit. But like at first you like obviously feel weird because it's like 40 dudes just like clapping and singing the Brady Bunch song. But like after a while it just becomes funny. And so I just laugh through the whole thing. Like I have no shame, so it doesn't fucking bother me any. But it is a weird ceremony that I have to do twice a day, and I've been doing it for, 4 months now? So, like, I don't know. I don't know why that just dawned on me. That's definitely, like, a ceremony.
What do you think about saying the Pledge of Allegiance every morning?
I wasn't allowed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was Jehovah's Witness. I wasn't allowed.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's healthy. honestly, I think that's, I think that is an unnecessary ceremony that's not there for good reason.
Drew, not a nationalist.
No, I'm, you know, I love my country and all that, but
that kind of brings up like also like baseball games, like, yeah. You know, I almost said, do they sing the Declaration of Independence?
Yes, they do.
I'm
like
fine.
Hamilton at every game.
I would go to more games.
National anthem.
That's okay. I'm fine with that. That's more, I think, respectful than ceremony. It is ceremony, and it is kind of for that purpose, but it's not the same as like
pledging your allegiance
to your nation every day.
What about the seventh inning stretch? Take me out to the ball game. Ceremony or no?
I would say tradition more than ceremony.
Okay.
I'm not a huge tradition guy either, but
he will.
Yeah,
do the wave.
It's cute. Fine. Yeah, sure. I'll do the wave. It's a great time.
Yeah,
I'm part of something.
I'm getting a bunch of people to smell my armpits. No, there's a lot of ceremony that you don't think about. Like the Pledge of Allegiance is one. I would argue that the national anthem at the beginning of sporting events is
ceremony.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the whitest kids you know. Their Pledge of Allegiance. Anybody listening that hasn't seen it, look that up. That is, it'll make you think about it.
What was the main dude's name?
Trevor Moore.
He was a genius.
Yeah, he was. I was super, super into them, and I was following them on Twitch very closely.
Yeah.
Over the pandemic, and right, like, we watched them on Twitch the night he died.
Do you believe he got killed? I do.
He was drunk. I will say he was drunk, but it's still weird that he fell out of the balcony of his apartment or house. That's weird, and I don't know. It's
a weird one for sure.
Yeah, it's weird.
But he said a lot of shit that people did not like.
He was a conspiracy theorist, certainly. I don't know. But I will say he was. I saw him get hammered the night that he died.
Okay.
I know that that's true. And then we went to tune in the next day and we're like, why isn't it starting? And then, like, I went to all of their Twitter pages until I saw that Zach said, like, rest in peace or whatever.
Damn. Yeah. So, well, yeah, he died, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, but that was, man, that was probably the celebrity death that like affected me the most. I was just the hugest Wettest Kids You Know fan.
Oh, yeah. So go. I decided to look up the cremation of care just to give you guys a little more insight to it. This is just the AI overview, but this is pretty on point. So the cremation of care is an annual theatrical ceremony held at the exclusive Bohemian Grove encampment. I don't like that word. Where members, what about you, Cher? Where members burn a large effigy of Dull Care to symbolize the symbolic banishment of. See, this is way too much ceremonious. Jesus.
Well, I mean, that's you know, those secret societies, like, that's kind of what they do.
Yeah,
is get together to do weird ceremonies because they think that the, like, either the repetition of something is going to adjust,
like, their incantation and shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I mean, like, cause, you know, it's funny because, like, I do follow like a number of conspiracy pages and shit. And, like, there's obviously those dudes that, like, everything is satanic and blah, 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 all this. And but he always does say, he goes, just because it's not real to you doesn't mean it's not real to them. And that is something that, like, I'm always like, yeah, that's a good fucking point.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was being so, like, kind of careful about religion earlier. Because, yeah, maybe I'm just don't know. Maybe I wasn't raised. I was raised you. I don't count that as being raised religious.
Sure, right. Sure.
I don't. Yeah, so I just don't understand spirituality per se. I've had some experience with Zen meditation as a spiritual practice more than anything else.
Absolutely.
And there's something there, but I think it's all kind of just different paths to get to meditation. I think prayer is absolutely just
meditation.
Yes, but,
I agree.
But you know, kind of the vision and what you connect to is, you know, flavored by your understanding of things. So that's kind of how I see it. But I do feel like I'm missing something there. But because I just don't have that much experience with it.
Yeah, I.
So, you know, I'm not trying to judge. I've said this a million times already. It doesn't matter.
So a big part of my Unitarian upbringing was going and witnessing the ceremonies of other faiths.
Oh yeah.
It was a big part of the year that you do your rite of passage, and that was, like, honestly, of all the, like, Unitarian ceremonies. Oh, dude. Like, the rite of passage was the big one, and especially for me, because, you know, my father had asked me if I wanted to do a bar mitzvah, and I said no. So we treated the rite of passage basically as my bar mitzvah.
Okay.
I got to go to a Sikh church service once as part of a comparative religion class when I was going to Kent. That shit was... That was awesome.
Oh, yeah?
I loved it. Yeah, you... I don't remember if you sat in a chair or if you sat on the floor, but you basically just listened to them play, like, a Seder and sing in, you know, Indian languages. That's for cool. A while, and then you have lunch.
Oh.
It was lovely.
Mm.
There was no, like...
You had Cher at lunch.
Yeah. And it was great. It was, you know, it was Indian food. It was good. And but that is considered part of the religious ceremony.
Yeah.
Sort of the celebration of life and eating. But yeah, it was. I think it was in Canton. It was awesome.
Hmm.
Something that, like, one thing, just because you said you know you're not super spiritual or anything, like, one. The best thing I heard at an AA meeting while I had to go to them was religion is for people afraid to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Spirituality is for people who have been there and found their way back. And I thought that was very fucking profound. I was like, whoa, that, like, because it stuck with me. You know what I mean? Because I'm, you know, I anybody who watches or listens to this show knows how I feel about religion. I have no problem with spirituality. I just think organized religion is... inherently a bad thing. I think it's a control tool.
Oh, definitely there's a lot of that there. But, you know, some people, I think, do still get definite positive things out of it.
Absolutely.
It just really depends on the sect. It depends on a lot of things. But, again, not a big fan of nationalism in general. If you add religion to it, that's just that's anti-American as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely, it is.
Mm-hmm.
What about Jewish ceremonies? Like, what are there? Like, I know that, like, I know what a bar mitzvah is, but, like, as far as, like, ceremony goes, like, what?
Well, when you go to a synagogue for, you know, services, like, there are certain things that they always do. Like, there's a whole, like, pomp and circumstance to when they bust out the Torah. And there's a certain way that you have to read it. Like, you have a little thing that you have to read with. Like, you can't use your finger to follow along. You have to use a deal.
I know what you're talking about because of The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. You have to use a gimmick?
Yeah, you got to use a gimmick. We got lots of gimmicks in Judaism. Right now is the time of the shofar gimmick, where they blow a big ugly...
The Hasid's got a lot of gimmicks, dude.
I mean, yeah, it's, you know, you need your gimmicks in order to properly connect with the text that you are reading.
What's the ropes that, like, hang off the waist? What's that?
I believe that is so that it makes it easier to hold your pants up. But that is just pure. I've never asked.
Guys like you and me who can't use belts, we use ropes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I have no idea.
He's ragging on your cord, man.
Like the main, I only really go to services at synagogue for Yom Kippur, the Kol Nidre service, where they the whole ceremony is about basically, like, you know, thinking about your sins of the past year and thinking about the people that have passed.
Kol Nidre sounds like a pro Africa hip hop group from 1993.
Come see my new group, nephew.
Black, Black Israelites.
Yes.
We are the real Jews. Those white Jews in Israel, they are just colonizers.
You know what's a cool ceremony? Like the Japanese ones, like the samurai ceremonies and shit, like that you see in the movies.
I saw Kol Nidre open for Kool Moe Dee. That's all I'm saying.
Kool Moe Dee put everything on our radar. And he'd take all the M&Ms.
And Talib Kweli was there, too.
Love that guy.
Yeah, I saw him outside of Mayhalls.
Oh, nice. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That was the
one... I've never seen him, but I huge fan.
He did. That was the year they did the Lakewood Music Festival.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And Chelsea booked the comedy portion of it.
Oh, no shit.
So I got to do that. Ramon bullied his way on the show and then tried to talk shit about my performance. So it was that was a night, but because I was still drinking and mad about things. But the best part of that night was I got, like, ridiculously stoned and then stood outside and watched Talib Kweli play from, like, the gas station stage outside of
Mayhalls. That's fucking sweet.
Oh, man.
That's very cool.
It was very, very awesome.
Love him.
So we stood around white people dancing, and it was great. That was less of a ceremony and more of a celebration of good stuff happening in Lakewood. But, man, so other Jewish ceremonies, I mean, it's basically like you go through the High Holy Days and you go, like, Orthodox Jewish life also places, in some, like, more conservative people, place of great importance on Shabbat. Like the end of every week, you have Shabbat dinner, you light Shabbos candles, and you have...
I've been to that.
Yeah.
I've been to a few things. My aunt married Jewish, so I've been to some things.
Yeah.
One of the things I like that I learned, I don't know, last year or something, is why Jewish people put stones instead of flowers. Because stones last forever, like on graves.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is, like, very poetic and beautiful. And when I learned that, I was like, because I was like, is that fucking real? That's fucking sweet, dude.
It is real.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So I respect that the shit out of that. Hmm. That's ceremonious, right?
Yeah, it seems like it would be something. But, you know,
they do.
I appreciate the practicality of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's missing from a lot of ceremony.
Practicality.
Yeah.
I think that's very on point, dude.
It's like, hey, you know, we don't have to keep the fagulas around to have the flower shops if we don't take them to the cemetery. This is very practical.
The pragmatic Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we get a fresh loaf of bread every week and some new candles.
Is it rye? Because I love
No. Challah is definitely...
Oh, challah. Challah's great, too. Yeah.
Mm, that's what you eat for Shabbos dinner. It's,
okay.
There are a couple of people in my family that are more conservative, so they do Shabbos dinner and stuff, so we always did it with them.
Okay.
And then there are a couple people I know that are more conservative Jew, and they make a big deal about Shabbos, but they're not like the people that are, you don't do anything on Shabbos. You don't.
Yeah. Like the guy from that movie that's on my shirt. The Big Lebowski.
It is on your shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are people that, and I think that's less ceremony than, it's kind of funny. When you work in an office with people that are very strict about the Sabbath, because like you're supposed to stay until 5 o'clock, right? Well, the sun goes down at 4:30
in the winter,
so they have to leave at 4 o'clock in order to be able to get home. It's very weird, but you know, those are the traditions that they cling to.
Ceremony is bullshit, I guess, is what we're getting at. 90% bullshit, 5% practicality.
Yeah.
A little bit of practicality in there.
And, yeah. And 5% pomp and circumstance.
Let's think of a secular ceremony that is practical. I think your parents... sending you to wash your hands before dinner.
That is yeah.
the one practical secular ceremony, hand washing.
Yeah, and dude, you know what? Being where I'm at, like, you see a lot of dudes go in that bathroom and then do not wash their hands. And it's like everybody wonders why everybody's been sick six times over the summer. It's like because people don't wash their fucking hands. It's disgusting.
Hand washing, very important.
We should get a soap sponsor.
Well, we just have to get in good with Don't Tell. They're sponsored by Dr. Squatch.
Okay.
But they don't like me here, so I'll have to talk to Scriva. He runs the Don't Tell in Erie, so maybe we can get a Dr. Squatch sponsorship.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
That would be soap.
It would be soap. We do encourage people out in the wild, please wash.
We may not look like we shower, but we both do.
Yeah, we shower. I shower pretty regularly. Jordan showers very regularly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I take days off.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel like every other day is an appropriate. If you go long, if you go longer than two, you're pushing it.
Oh, I push it a lot.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure.
But
I've done it too. Before I went into rehab, dude, I was showering like once a fucking week. Mm. That's because I was all fucked up.
My deal now is if I'm going somewhere or doing something, I have to shower. But if I am doing nothing for the day, forget it.
No, this just dawned on me. If I was in like, if Harry Potter were real.
Okay.
Like, all the ceremonies they do at Hogwarts, that's kind of fun. That's kind of cool. Like, the sorting hat, and that's really the only one I can think of. And the big meal. Who wouldn't want all that food?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I mean, yeah, if you actually bring magic into it.
I would be...
Well, the Christians do that all the time.
I would
try.
I would be decision paralyzed with all that food. There, with so many choices, like, you know, what
am I... because everything wouldn't be a choice for you.
Well, I mean, yeah, a little bit of everything. Just treat it like
a little bit of that, a little bit of this, you know.
Treat it like Thanksgiving.
It's communal. What do they call it? Family style? Is that what that would be? Family style.
Family style is where you sit around a big round table and you either somebody serves and passes the plate around, or they pass.
So this is more like it's like family style mixed with a buffet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
There was another place that I had a lot of ceremony when I went to private school for a couple of years. They made you go to chapel every morning and sing hymns. Grace. That was the big one. You had to say grace at every meal.
That's just praying before you eat, right? Or is grace something different?
No, that's just you say a little prayer.
Okay, all right.
Actually, I was in the Boy Scouts, too. There was some ceremony there for sure.
Oh, yeah. You had the badge pinning ceremony.
Oh, yeah. Plus, there was a thing that we had to memorize and say at the beginning of every meeting, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's... Well, you're in a sketch group with me. I try to keep it very informal with the zero ceremony. But then... when you go to other productions and they're very locked into doing warm-ups and that is how every like meeting starts.
I guess that could get there.
I don't want to do warm-up games.
Out of my way is about the only chant we do.
Yeah. Which that'll be fun to do next week.
Yeah.
Mafia ceremonies.
Oh yeah, the burning of the picture and the making people. Is there any other ceremony besides
being made?
Yeah.
And is this based on real things or movies?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I don't know how much like ceremony other than that.
Yeah, they just do a lot of Catholic shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very Catholic. But
weird, organized crime deep in with the Catholics, isn't that weird?
No. Well, that's like an Italian thing too, I don't know.
Yeah.
You can say that cuz we finally decided they're all white.
Oh, is that what we decided? I mean, there's Jew mob too, but that's something I won't talk about.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah. Exactly. But as far as, like, I don't know, other secular ceremonies.
Well, graduation is like, he mentioned that one.
Yeah, which that I hate going to, especially if it's a big graduating class.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, you got to listen to everybody's name. Like, really? Mm. Like, just mail me the thing and I'll have a party.
Yeah, yeah.
The last one I went to was... my old roommate Leslie graduated from Tri-C, and that was at the Convo Center, and it was like full of people. So damn, it was like a 2-hour thing.
Yeah,
my class was like, I think it was like, I think it was just under 300 people, and it was still like 3 fucking hours long, dude. It was at EJ Thomas Hall.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hate graduations.
Yeah, and it's bullshit.
Especially they try to like move it along quickly, like, hey, don't cheer for people, cheer at the end.
Yeah.
And nobody listens.
No, nobody fucking listens to that.
That is as much part of the ceremony as the actual reading of the names.
Well, every single person is more important to someone than following the rules.
And if there's one thing you can take away from this episode, it's that. There is always someone more important than following the rules. Drew, where can we find you on the internets?
Well, you can find Highland, a Beavis and Butthead rewatch podcast, at Idiot Box Cult on YouTube. And also Sad Boys Social Club on YouTube and Spotify. Yeah. other places we need to put up more content. We're working on some longer stuff.
Yep.
That's going to take a while to produce. We're kind of, we should do more with the YouTube, but we're not right now.
Yeah, we're just, we're very busy people.
Yeah, we're shooting for the moon. I'll say that. That's all I'm going to say about what we're doing. We're doing it.
That's a good way to put it. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find somebody that hates ceremony as much as Drew Malkins.
No, there is another.
And scene. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep saying no.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.